This is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College, helping me understand the dots that do not connect, but is certainly suggestive of connecting on a cargo plane that's now in Buenos Aires to bad actors throughout the region for some time. We could begin to call it the terror shuttle. However, I want to focus. The professor has explicated Venezuela and its bad actors. Argentina. Why this is a mystery is that the Argentine authorities are holding the aircraft, and yet the very powerful vice president of the country, Kirchner, was president during the assassination murder of Alberto Nisman, the prosecutor who was about to present evidence about the bombing in 1992-94 by Iranian actors. His murder was never solved. So, Professor, just a few minutes here, because this story will spill out over many months. Kirchner is powerful, more powerful perhaps than President Fernandez. It cannot be comfortable for her, for this aircraft to sit there, because it reminds all of Argentina that the Nisman murder is unsolved, the Pecci murder is unsolved, and the Iranian actors are long linked to her presidency and her vice presidency. Do I say that correctly? We have a few minutes.
You do. The issue was that this was long a very sensitive issue because of the accusations that Cristina Fernandez de Kirchner, during her time in office, obstructed and some even suggested may have been involved indirectly with the murder of Alberto Nisman, the prosecutor. But because of the terrorist attacks in 92 and 94, this is a very sensitive issue, both on the left and on the right. And so in many ways, the pressure on all sides to investigate this aircraft was probably more than, it probably is, as you alluded to, very uncomfortable for the Cristina Kirchner as well as Alberto Fernandez it's really gotten out of what can be politically covered up and really has come to front and center, not only the present, but it really reopens the past and the murder of Nisman, which was represented as a suicide at the time. So it becomes very uncomfortable for all sides, arguably.
We've just barely set the surface of this story, which we will continue to follow for weeks to go. I just want to mention one detail. With 30 seconds, Professor. Argentina is not a stable country. It's extremely fragile right now. So this aircraft sitting there makes the whole of Argentina tremble. Is that a fair comment on one aircraft that is now not flying?
Absolutely. A political discord, 80% inflation, a very delicate continuing negotiations with the International Monetary Fund, economic vulnerabilities, upcoming elections in at least a bit more than a year that will determine the trajectory of the future of the country. So this jumps right into that very delicate situation.
Professor Evan Ellis, this is the New World Report. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.